Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. I'm so happy that you all have taken a moment to join us for one more wonderful episode of Prophetically Speaking. And for those of you that are joining us for the first time, allow me to introduce myself to you. I'm the host of your show, the Prophetically Speaking Radio Show, and I'm Prophetess Trinotia Balk. And along with me, I have a wonderful co-host that always joins in with me, none other than Prophetess Gloria Jenkins. Prophetess Jenkins, how are you today?
I am blessed of the Lord, woman of God. I'm glad to be here also today.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. We are just so glad today that the weather is just beautiful. The sun is shining. We're on top of the ground. The ground is not on top of us. And we're just glad to be here sharing another word from the Lord with you. Prophetess Jenkins, my praise report today is, this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. How about you?
Oh, that's a good thing. That is a good scripture. I, too, will rejoice because, like you said, the ground is not on top. We're on top of the ground. So I rejoice in that by itself.
Wonderful. And we always like to hear how's everything going with your sister, the praise report that we have been enjoying. Is she well?
I tell you, listeners and people of God, that my sister had a major surgery, but she is doing excellent. She's not only walking, she's driving. She's doing well, and the doctor had given her 1% chance of living, but the prayer warriors began to set and begin to pray. And we began to declare the words of the Lord. We declared that his healing virtue flowed through her body. And I'm here to tell you today that she's well, and I mean perfect. The doctor says she's a walking miracle. She should have been dead, sleeping in her grave, but God had other plans. I thank God for that today. I thank God that even when the doctor say no, God say yes. So she's well, and I thank you all for your prayers and the supplication you put up for her, those who prayed for her, those that just had her on their minds. I thank God for that she's yet in the land of the living. Amen.
You know what? I think I'm going to adopt that phrase, that I'm just going to adopt that. If you don't mind, I'm going to start walking in my season of yes, even when the enemy comes to try and say no, I'm just going to declare that this is a season of yes, and I will not take no for an answer. My God, I tell you, and I'm just always excited and delighted to hear what God is doing for her, what God is doing for you, what God is doing through you, and I'm telling you, I'm just excited by all that he's doing right now. Prophetess Jenkins, we're going to go forward and we're going to start talking a little bit about our topic on today. And right now we are talking about arising and shining. And, you know, one of the things that we know that whenever you start to arise, even when the sun begins to come up, one of the things I know, Prophetess Jenkins, is that even the sun has to come through something in order to rise. When we think about rising, we automatically think of the standing from where we are, or coming from a sitting position to a standing position, or from a lying position to a standing position. But sometimes, even when we try to rise, there's so much opposition. There's so many distractions. There's so many things that come to stop us from getting up from where we are and coming into the place where God would have us to be. You know, we talk so many times about birthing, and we talk so much about that baby coming forth, and, you know, all of this just kind of hand in hand, because when we are talking about rising and when we're talking about rising and shining and coming forth, there's so many different things that we've got to come through. You know, there are many times when the sun has to break through the clouds in order to shine its light on us. And it's the same thing in our lives. There's so many times that we ourselves have to break through so many different oppositions and so many different recourses that life has thrown our way, so many different restrictions that we've got to break through. But if we just keep on fighting, we're going to rise and we're going to shine. Prophetess Jenkins, let's talk a little bit about the virtue values. What is our power word for today?
The power word for today is constraint. C-O-N-S-T-R-A-I-N-T-S. and that means limitation or restriction. So we are, sometimes we are limited to movement. Sometimes we are limited to restriction. And that is a powerful word, woman of God, that you have chosen. And even the scripture text that goes with it, it is wonderful. It's something to ponder on, something to think about when you're limited. You know, amen?
Amen. And, you know, our scripture, I believe, is in Luke. Go ahead and tell me, read that text real quick, and we're going to talk a little bit about that.
It's the scripture, Luke 24:29 say, but they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is far evening, and the day is far spent. And he went and stayed with them, the scripture says. They asked him to stay with him. He had been walking and talking with them. If you read the scripture before, woman of God, that is a powerful scripture that I begin to read upon. As he walked with the believers, they didn't know who he was. God constrained their eyes that they couldn't see just who he was. And there was like a limitation. And I began to read the scripture before, the 29th script verse, and I began to think about how God will have things to happen in our life that we are not recognizing.
Right.
They didn't recognize that the one they walked with was the Messiah.
Absolutely.
Glory to God.
Absolutely.
He was the Messiah, and they didn't see that. They couldn't recognize him.
Yeah.
God put a blind on their eyes, and they began to walk with him, and they began to be saddened by what had happened prior to 29.
My God.
They began to walk and think about how he was crucified. But
yeah.
Yet they didn't know that they were walking with the Messiah, woman of God. They didn't recognize the man that did the miracles, that opened blind their eyes, healed the sick, and made the lame to walk.
My God.
He was that Messiah.
Yes,
but they
looked
at him, and they were saddened. And Jesus said, why are you discussing so intently as you walk alone? What are you talking about that makes you so sad, he asked him. Oh, God. But even in the question to them, they looked at him and didn't see the Messiah.
My God.
They didn't see the Messiah, and then they begin to walk on and talk about it, and they begin to talk about, they were talking about the crucifixion, how Jesus was offered up to be crucified, and yet they didn't walk with the man that had risen from the dead, and God put restraints on their eyes. They couldn't see. They were constrained to see Jesus was the Messiah.
Yeah.
They walked and talked with the Messiah along the way, going to Jerusalem. They was on their way to Jerusalem, and they didn't know who they were with.
Didn't know,
woman of God. Didn't know.
And
amen.
You know, when I read through that, Prophetess Jenkins, it just reminded me so much, even with our own personal situations, because sometimes our situations can seem so grim. They can seem so hard. Some of the things we have to deal with seem so unfair. And sometimes because of the hardness of our situations, and sometimes because of the unrealistic expectation that we feel that God has on us during our situations, we often don't realize what it is that we're really dealing with. And if we would stop for one moment and begin to say, God, what am I really dealing with? Sometimes we can be dealing with, walking with, talking with a situation that will take us to a whole nother level, that will shift us to a whole nother dimension, that will cause us to walk in a whole nother anointing. And we don't even realize that what we're dealing with, it's all God. It's all him. He's the one that's walking with us. It reminds me of when the disciples, woman of God, even got on the water, and they were in the ship. And Peter looked and he said, I see somebody out there walking. And he said, who is that? And he said, Jesus, if that's you, bid me to come to you. And sometimes we can be in the midst of a storm. We can be dealing with things that seem so unreal, so unbelievable. And we can say, Jesus, if it's you, allow me to come to where you are.
Yes.
Many times we're dealing with situations, and because they don't look good, because they don't feel good, because they don't seem good, we don't really recognize that they are good. There they were walking with a good thing. There they were walking with the Holy One. There they were talking with the truth. They were talking to the Messiah. Mm-hmm. They were talking to the Savior of the world and didn't even realize it.
Mm-hmm.
Could it be that the situations that we're facing may seem bad, they may seem hard, they may seem rough, but those situations are the situations that God has chosen to bring us to our next elevation in Him? Go right ahead, Prophetess Jenkins.
My God, they didn't rely on the God, they didn't rely. And even after I began to read the scripture, the Bible, and they began to tell me how, even after he agreed to stay, he began to break bread with them. He had communion with them. He began to break the bread and give them something to eat in their house. Oh, glory to God. He began to break bread and he gave them bread to eat, and they still didn't recognize him. Even after he had departed, woman of God, they begin to say, didn't our hearts burn with the word, with the intellect? He talked to us about the scripture. Didn't it burn? They should have recognized something about this man. Something about this person that's willing to know that his word is electrifying. But even in the midst of our trouble and our trial, somebody will come and give you a word, or somebody will appear to you and give you just what you need, and you won't recognize it's the word of God. That God has sent a person in your life to constrain and rebuke and to stretch up a miracle. They still didn't recognize. Oh, glory to God. God had put limitations on them. We have to sometimes, if God placed limitations on our life, to have us to recognize just what we're dealing with. Hallelujah, glory to God. And let me read the 29th verse. Goes on to say how he was the Messiah. He was crucified. And woman of God, if I can for a chance read verse 32, it says, 32 says, they say to each other, didn't our hearts burn within us as he talked with us on the road and explained the scriptures to us? And within the hour, they were on their way back to Jerusalem. And they found the 11 disciples and the others who had gathered with them, who said, the Lord has really risen. He appeared to Peter. And I guess they must have begun to ponder in their hearts that they had been in the presence of the Lord. Because they were still looking for the Messiah, and the Messiah had already came, died, and rose again. And yet Israel is still looking for the Messiah, and he was there. God has put limitations on our life, but we have to be careful. We have to be careful about what's going on in our life. Hallelujah, glory to God. We have to be careful that the Messiah has come into your life. God allowed some things to happen in our life for a reason. He allowed some things to happen for a reason. We need to look in more in the spirit. That's when we fall in. I think we fall more in the flesh when we begin to look to the arm of flesh than the arm of the spirit. And let the God of the spirit lead you and guide you and open your eyes. God will open your eyes to let you see, even if he knows, I think he knows, he knows us better than we know ourselves. Amen? And he allows us to see some things. He'll open our eyes for us to see and perceive what he's doing in the midst of this way. We have to sometimes look in the spirit of what's going on rather than in the natural. The people begin to be saddened that this Messiah had died, but yet they went to the cave where he was buried, where he was placed in burial. And the two women, they went there and said, he's not there. He's gone. His body's gone. And so they thought, all hope was gone. But they read the scriptures. Hallelujah. That's why, people of God, we must follow the word of God to the T. If we follow that word, we won't make mistakes, because that word has everything in it that we need. Everything that we need in the Lord, everything we're going through, that word has an answer for us, whether it be death, sickness. Like we said earlier, with my sister being sick and close to death, it's nothing but a God that came, step on in the operating room, step on in our room of recovery and say, you will live and not die. How many of you know God has the final word? He has the final sophy in our life. He has the final word. It's not over till God says it's over. When God, the doctors and the people say no, God said, I say yes. Because she's mine. She's been bought with a price. I paid the price for her. I shed my blood on Calvary had it just been for her. And I'm saying that to you, listeners, that had you gone through anything in your life today, you faced some things in your life today, I just adjure you to begin to seek the scripture. Begin to seek the face of God. I don't care what the devil has said to you, what the diagnosis are, what the enemy has planned in your life. We don't care about, we only care about what God says. Oh, glory to God. I bless the Lord today. I bless him today that he has the final word on my life. He has the final word on your life. No matter what you're going through today, no matter what you're faced with today, hallelujah, glory to God. He has that final word. And I just ask that you get in the word and begin to seek God. Like I begin to tell you about my sister, I'm overjoyed. I'm elated that God has chose to use her as a testimony, as a walking miracle. Because what the doctor said would happen didn't happen. What the doctors had said in your life going to happen won't happen. You can trust and believe the God that rose from the dead, the God that was crucified. And he's on his crucifixion, on the tree of crucifixion. He was crucified on that tree. He said to his father, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And then he said, it is finished. That's meaning that I forgive them, Lord. Excuse me, y'all. I forgive them, Lord, but they know not what they do. But then when he says finished, he gave up the ghost and died. But how many of you know that he just didn't die and forget about us? He died with us on his mind.
Absolutely.
That's what's so amazing. He died with us on his mind. That when he rose again with all power, and he gave us that power. He gave us that authority in the name of Jesus, woman of God. I thank God for Jesus today, that he walked and talked among us. He said
yes.
That he can talk and be with us, even in your trials, even in the time of decision-making. He can walk and give you the right decision. We might be making wrong decisions, but God said, no, 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 no. You need to go this way. That's God walking with you and giving you the right decision, because you make the wrong decision, it might end up disaster. But I'm here to tell you that we serve a real God. Amen? Hallelujah. We serve a real God, a God that's never late, always on time. Amen.
Glory to God. And, you know, this topic is just one that is just, I'm telling you, it's just been such a blessing to me. It's been, such a blessing to me, because even when Jesus died himself, he had to rise. And even, you know, all of these things, they go hand in hand together. And so even when we look at, even the tomb of Jesus was blocked. You know, the Bible tells us that there were stones that were laid in front of the tomb. The stones had to be moved. The stones had to be rolled away. And so many times when we are ready to rise and we're ready to go into the next height, into the next dimension, in the next place that God has for us, there are some stones, there are some issues, there are some dead situations that have got to be rolled away. And so even when you're walking through your situation, if you would look at the virtue values, the last thing, the last note that God had given me to say to you is make sure you see what God wants you to see and hear what God wants you to hear, so that you don't miss the opportunity that you have right there in the season where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, the Bible says that the steps of a good man have already been ordered by the Lord. So knowing that your steps have already been ordered, everything that you're going through is just like when you go through to a restaurant and there's a menu. When you look on the menu, you take a look at what's on there, and then you order. And when you order, that's what they're going to bring to you. Regardless of, we know that the enemy is at work. We know that the enemy is busy. We know that we are in spiritual warfare. We know that we have to pray against things. We know that we have to speak the word of God and cause our defeat to become victory. We understand that. But one thing I don't want you to forget is that it's been ordered. The battle, the struggle, the intense things that you're dealing with right now, it has been ordered by the Lord. And so because it's been ordered, because the steps of a good man have already been ordered by the Lord, remember, you will rise. The stones will be rolled away. The dead situations have to come to life. Things have to change according to the word of God. They have to. When Jesus hung on that cross, believe me, I know that when he was on that cross, he wanted that time to go by quickly, because the nails hurt, the beating that they gave him, the thorns in his head, it hurt. the vinegar in place of water, it was bitter, even though the situation is bitter. Even though the things you go through right now, it hurts. Listen, you have a third day resurrection as well. You're going to arise. You're going to shine. You're going to have an Isaiah 61 moment. All we've got to do is keep on going. If Jesus had come down from the cross and decided that dying was too hard and decided that the way that God chose for him to die was too much, none of us will be able to experience salvation right now. So, people of God, as you're walking through the hard place, pay attention to what God is saying to you right now. As you're going through the lonely places, pay attention to what it is you're seeing. Don't give a deaf ear to what you're hearing, and don't go blind to what it is that God has for you to see. Because believe it or not, the Messiah is walking with you. Believe it or not, the Holy One is about to show you something that you've never seen before. You're going to come out of this place with a testimony that could not have been man-made, but it was a testimony that was orchestrated in the heavens, and it is now being played out in your life. And you're going to be able to win souls. You're going to be able to tell somebody that God is who he says he is, that Jesus is who he says he is, and that the Holy Ghost has the power that the Word of God tells us that the Holy Ghost has. People of God, be encouraged and know that God is there with you and know that you're not by yourself and know that whatever it is that you're going through, it's been ordered because the steps of a good man have already been ordered by the Lord. Listen, we got to get ready to go, but we're just excited about the Word of God that the Lord has given us to share with you on today. We're going to be back with another powerful word for you on next Tuesday at 3 o'clock p.m. But until then, remember to look up and know that your light is getting ready to shine. And God is going to break you through. He's going to give you a breakthrough. No matter how hard it is right now, breakthrough is imminent, and it is on the way. And God is about to bring you out of what you're in. What I want you to do is remember to listen and to remember to keep your eyes open. God is there. Prophetess Jenkins, I love you. God bless you.
I love you too, woman of God. God bless you.
Next Tuesday, we're going to be right back here, same time, same place, with another powerful word from the Lord. All of our listeners, God bless you. And until next Tuesday at 3 o'clock p.m., we'll be right here, prophetically speaking. Prophetess Sharon Yabalka, Prophetess Gloria Jenkins. We love you, and God bless you.